First parak of Kriyas, fourth Mishnah. Eilam v'viyos ve'einu nechel. These are examples of a woman who has a suffik korban, and therefore she brings a chatas misuffik, and it can't be eaten. It's a suffik if it's an avila. Hamapeles ve'einu yedua ma'apila. She had a miscarriage and she has no idea what it was. There was something that is considered halachic later or not. Two women that miscarried, and one miscarried something that's chayiv in a korban, considered halachic birth, and the other one was something that's not chayiv in a korban. So since each one does not know if they're chayiv a korban, they both bring a korban misafik. And it's not eaten. Rabbi Yosi's opinion is that this is only if they're not together, so each one brings one independently. If they're both together, then they make a condition. They say, if I'm chayiv, it's my korban. If you're chayiv, it's your korban. Then it becomes a vaday chatas, and it can be eaten also. Yeah. We don't pass on like a BC.